And it's Carrie again, back at the Him Mansion, I like to call it, and I'm here with Vila. How's it going today?
Oh, well, same old, same old.
You went out again.
We went to the Viper Room. We were checking out the Swedish band called The Soundtrack of Our Lives, and we had fun.
What kind of music do you listen to normally?
Well, now that we've been recording the album, I don't listen to any music. You know, it's like there's too much music happening, you know, because we were sitting in the studio like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. So that's, you know, that's way too much hard rock and stuff. So So when I'm back at home, you know, I like Interpol. Big fan of them.
So how many hours a day do you record for the album?
Well, it's about 8 to 9 hours with a lunch break.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it basically, because then, you know, after let's say 8 hours of work in the studio, everybody's ears get totally tired of just listening to it, so there's no reason to continue. Uh-huh. You always need fresh pair of ears.
Definitely. For this album, is there any like new instruments involved? I know we've mentioned before that it's a fresh new sound.
Well, it's a bit more atmospheric. There's a British project called The Small Tool Coil. They did a couple of albums like late 80s, early 90s, and it's got similar sort of like a spooky, eerie kind of feel to it, but the only like super, super special edition we actually did today was Mijay was pretending to be a stork, the bird, and he was making stork noise.
What is a stork noise? Can you imitate one?
That's true. Well, he's the ornithologist in the band, but we just needed that for the spookiness.
What part of the song do you stick it in? Like during the breakdown, there was like a squawk.
And yeah, exactly. It's happening in the verses. It's a big ballad called, the only ballad on the album called Play Dead, and it's in the verses in there. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of death involved in your songs, like a lot of love, death, metal and stuff. Is this a continuous theme throughout all of your albums? Is this the same thing?
Well, kind of, you know, it's more about, it's not necessarily about the physical death, but it's more about being scared of things and hiding yourself away from certain things, you know.
You draw this from personal experience, or?
Oh, yeah, most of it from my stuff, and then after my friend's stuff and the bandmate's stuff and whatever. It's a big collage of plenty of different things, you know. It's not, there's not one story behind a song. There's always millions of them.
How does your other bandmates contribute? Do they like kind of help you with the lyrics, or do you just kind of do it yourself?
Well, the lyrical aspect, I usually write them on my own, but then of course I've, you know, led the guys to check them out, and at times, especially Mijay's got good ideas.
So he helps you out a lot.
Well, every now and then he's like he's the critic, mm-hmm, in the band. So
who are you the closest to in the band?
I don't know, all of them, I guess, you know. The first version of him started around like 91, mm-hmm, already, but then we had a couple of years of break, but because of military services and stuff like that.
So
we're all schoolmates still. You know, so. I'm a lover of songs, you know. Mm-hmm. So like the what's that song called? Smile Like You Mean It.
By the Killers. Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
a great song. I love that Ebo, that guitar sound at the beginning with the keyboard. And I love songs, you know. You know, let's say Interpol's the last thing I've really adored. The whole Antics album is really, really good. I love the first one as well, but the songs are, you know, up a notch definitely in that, the latest one. I'm a big fan. I want to see them live, you know. We're going to be mixing the album in New York, so I'm hoping that they're going to be playing somewhere, you know. I know friends of them, so if they want like special parties or whatever, you know, I can try to squeeze myself in.
Do you do any collaborations with other bands?
Not a lot. I did one duet now that was released in Europe with a band called Apocalyptica. Yeah. It's like a cello kind of thing, and I sang with a mate of mine on that track. And then I've been doing some backing vocals, and then I'm going to be the guest star on I think one or two tracks on the forthcoming Bloodhound Gang album.
Oh, cool.
I know Jimmy, so I ended up, you know, hanging out in his like mansion back in Pennsylvania, and did some stuff with us, so let's see what happens. It's always good fun, and it's nice, so like, take your brain away from your own music.
Do you think on this album there's going to be any cover songs?
Yeah, we've done plenty of cover songs. This time around, we actually recorded Poison Heart by the Ramones.
Oh.
But let's see if it's going to be on the album or not. It's not decided. We recorded 14 tracks, and it's not sure what's going to... We re-recorded a track called And Love Said No, and then did Poison Heart, so it could be they're going to be on the limited edition versions or like US or UK bonuses or whatever. I don't know yet, but let us see.
Is it just instrumental this week, or did you record your vocals?
Oh, we did some scratch vocals, and then most of it's just doing all the little tiny details with guitars and keyboards, because now we're pretty ready to go with the full on like lead singing, and there's going to be another wedding happening here. The weekend now, so I'm gonna gonna lock myself into a hotel room on Sunset and strip and concentrate on the lyrics and start singing on Monday.
So you have to lock yourself in a room to get inspiration.
No, what's she doing, Bob? I'm sitting here most of the day. I'm sitting there in the studio, so I can't. While I'm listening, I can't write.
Yeah.
And like in the evenings, when you've been in the studio for 8 hours in a row, or 9 hours in a row, or whatever, you just can't concentrate on anything. Mm-hmm. And that was actually good to have like 2 days off. So I'm still missing a couple of lines from a couple of songs. So I think I'm going to be fine. Just like concentrating on that.
So the music kind of brings out your feelings of what the lyrics are going to be about.
Well, I always have ideas, but you know, I wasn't brought up in an English speaking family or anything like that. So English is still a challenge for me. So what?
I think your English is pretty good.
Well, I'm trying my best, but you know, just writing is always hard.
Yeah.
And try to sort of like, you know, convey all your thoughts and emotions. And I love minimalism when it comes to lyrics. So just simple lines and it's hard. Back in Scandinavia, you know, the population and the let's say the seasonal changes are so drastic that be killing us if we'd be just touring day in the snow and all that, you know, for the rest of our lives. It's nice to be able to tour around the world. Mm-hmm.
So how do your fans back home respond to, like, your English songs?
Well, you know, same in loads of countries, like Germany or Greece or Italy or Spain, you know. People know what they know, you know, bits and pieces or whatever, but it seems that when they it's kind of like into it enough, you know, that's when they start, like, you know, studying the lyrics, which is kind of cool. But lyrics are just lyrics. It's just, you know, it's not like anything like life changing.
Don't you ever communicate a message through your songs?
They're like more like a message to myself.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror. Songs are like mirrors.
Like a musical diary almost, right?
It's like psychotherapy.
So music is therapeutic for you?
Well, kind of. Yeah. It's kind of. I've never done anything else besides music, so there's millions of things that music is for me, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not just therapeutic. It's also just, you know, it's about being an egocentric bastard as well. You know? There's many levels in that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm happy to say that everybody in this band is a musician, not a poser. We're concentrating on music, you know, but music is such a... So many fine details in music that everybody, you know, everybody kind of like lives through the music in different ways. But yeah, it's very important for everybody. But some of the band members, like Burton, the keyboard player, he's a bit more mathematical about it, and not in a bad way, because he's a soulful guy as well. But still, you know, there's different ways of sort of like looking at it. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to have five different opinions.
Mm-hmm. What does your guitarist contribute?
Well, you know, he contributes by his playing. He's got a very own signature kind of sound, and he's an excellent musician. So it's hard, because what I told you earlier on, we're like old schoolmates, all of us. So we've known each other for such a long time, but we've never had to explain things like that to each other. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, because we know each other like inside out. So
are you guys on schedule right now? Is everything going well with the recording?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Now I'm just hoping that a producer, he had a bit of a flu going on, so he had to take a day off like a couple of days ago, and I'm hoping that nobody's going to catch it now, especially not me, because I've got to be singing in a couple of days. So hopefully, yeah, next week I'm going to be done with the lead vocals and, you know, started doing some backing vocals, and then there's like little tiny bits and pieces we're going to, you know, the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Definitely.
I think we're still ahead of time, so that's cool.
When is the album supposed to come out?
So September 26th.
September 26th?
Yeah, that's the original plan, so around that time. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Once again.